Up next on High Plains Morning, I am so thrilled. I've got Valerie Brown Kuchera on the phone. She is the little spouse on the prairie. This is HPPR's most recent regional feature that comes out of small town Kansas. And it is so exciting to say it's been a year of Little Spouse on the Prairie for High Plains Public Radio. And Valerie was honored with the honorable mention at the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. So there is a celebration, folks, going on this Friday that is going to be at the HPPR studios in Garden City. That's Friday, October 26th. At 7 p.m. And Valerie Brown Kuchera is going to be there. Valerie Smith and Ron Rolfe are going to be playing music. There'll be snacks, and there's the launch of the HPPR Wine Club. So there is a lot going on this Friday. And Valerie, thank you so much for joining us and sharing a little bit of your one-year milestone deep thoughts. We're gonna hit you up for all of them.
Okay, sounds great.
All right. So tell folks who listen to this show who maybe are not aware of Little Spouse on the Prairie. Tell folks a little bit about what exactly it is.
Little Spouse on the Prairie is a weekly humorous feature, kind of breaks up the cycle of bad news in the mornings. And it's a light little apolitical feature that just pokes a little bit of fun of small town life and living on the High Plains and some of the things that many listeners deal with on a regular basis.
Now, you're in small town Kansas.
That's correct. I live up in Quinter, which is on I-70 between Hayes and Colby.
Excellent. And now, are you from a small town originally?
That is correct. I'm a small town girl, a Western Kansas person. So,
and is this the first time? So have you been on the prairie the whole time, or did you have an urban respite for a while?
Nope. I have actually just punctuated my life on the High Plains with a few trips and, some travel experiences, but nothing of any long term. So,
all right. So your roots are firmly in the High Plains soil.
That is absolutely correct.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on your honorable mention. And this 1 year must feel a little bit peculiar to look back, because I know I interviewed you at the beginning of all this, and it does not seem like we on Thursdays have Skip Mancini's Growing on the High Plains, and, working with her. And I just know how much work that is to get, it's a 4-minute segment every single week. So thank you so much for your dedication to putting this, exclusive programming onto High Plains Public Radio and sharing it with all the people across the plains. It is exactly that sense of place that I think most people appreciate about this station. So thanks for doing that. Thanks for giving a voice to this this interesting region.
Well, I love doing it. I think it's a lot of fun, and I like the lightness of the feature. It almost always cheers me up when I sit down to compose.
Yeah, I love that it's like a break from the news cycle. It's like what we need more, I cannot imagine. Okay, so give us a little bit of a heads up on what was the origin story here. What made you want to actually do this?
Well, it was just kind of interesting. I'd been involved with HPPR's Radio Reader Book Club as a discussion leader. And one time when I was recording some commentaries for that program in Garden City, Valerie Smith and a couple of the others there at the station, like Angie Hafley and Stephen Johnson, were in there. And Valerie just said, well, do you have anything else? I really enjoy your features. And is there anything else that you have written? And I said, oh, sure. I didn't bring anything with me, but I do quite a bit of writing, actually. And I happened to have my laptop out in the car, and I remembered that I had been writing some humorous essays, which were not intended for public listening pleasure, but they had been written like in the early hours of the dawn while my husband was snoring. And so I thought, well, if they're wanting something kind of light and funny, I guess I could see. I don't even really remember what's on those files, but I brought my laptop in from the car and read a few pieces, and they were in stitches. And they called Dale Bolton in, and he listened and said, hey, this sounds like something different, something we're looking for. So probably about a week or so later, they did a conference call with me and said, would you like to offer some kind of little weekly feature in the vein of Irma Bombeck or Patrick McManus or Dave Barry, something like that? So I just said, absolutely. That sounds like a fabulous project for me. And I knew that they always say that Gen X and Boomer women listen to the radio between 13 and 15 hours a week.
Wow.
And my feeling is, not enough entertainment programs are aimed at that demographic. Not that the show isn't fun for for male listeners too. It's just that it's fun to offer something that gives a little bit of a different perspective on life on the High Plains. So I didn't really know what to name the sketch, but one night, again, while Joel was snoring, I should pay that guy creative consulting fees, I think. I sat up in bed and I said, oh my gosh, Little Spouse on the Prairie. And I don't want to be defined by my husband, but I like that spouse is a word that's like non-gendered. When Dale first met Joel, he said something like, well, you're not little, because my husband's really tall. And he said, I thought you'd be smaller since you're the little spouse. And that, I went, oh, everyone thought that Joel was the little spouse, when in actuality, I was viewing it as I was the little spouse. So I guess I liked that ambiguity, because it gave me some kind of, some kind of a different interpretation is allowed, I guess, is what I'm looking for there. So yeah, that's just kind of how it came about. And I can't believe it's been a year now.
So. Yeah. So it sounds like you just kind of basically kind of pulled out your little side table journal, and all of a sudden it became something that was aired in five states for an entire year.
Literally airing all my grievances.
That's fabulous. Well, I do love that it's a female perspective, and you know, you have, as you said, you've always lived here. You've lived here your whole life. So I think that is something that folks appreciate. I've heard so many great things about, you know, the show and growing on the High Plains, Prairie Tales, High Plains Outdoors, all the little features we have, I think, is what really gives the station its flavor and gives a little snapshot. And that's what people who listen to radio love about radio. You get to actually have the story, and you get to have an experience with someone.
Right. And it does have a bit of continuity to it. There's, you can listen to one episode, as a standalone, or if you've been following the show, I insert little puns that will mean something to people who have listened to a number of the shows, because they'll be like, oh yeah, I remember when she talked about that. But it's still absolutely digestible in those one episode segments as well.
Yeah. And, you know, High Plains Public Radio has, you know, we're listener supported. We're a community licensee. So we have this very, very strong connection with our listeners. I can imagine now after a year, you have a collection of, you know, back and forth interactions and conversations with your fans. Any of those stick out that you want to share?
I have a couple of good stories. My mom told me about a young woman that she met in work, and my mom was at that time working at an eye clinic in a small town in western Kansas, and somebody came in, and they were just chatting about families, and my mom mentioned that her oldest daughter had a radio show called Little Spouse on the Prairie, and she told me that the young woman got all excited and said, oh my gosh, are you kidding? That's my dad's favorite show. I cannot wait to tell him that I met the Little Spouse on the Prairie's mom. And I guess what surprised me most was that it was the person's dad who was the fan. The woman went on to say that her dad was like in his 70s and considered it the bright spot on his Sunday mornings while he's driving the tractor around his field. And I guess that just shows that the audience is pretty diverse.
Yeah.
A lot of my fans ask me, doesn't Joel or your children, don't they get upset to have all these silly things that they do, you know, aired on the radio? But Joel loves the attention. He's a huge fan of the show. He's always been a storyteller and a talker, and he doesn't know a stranger. And of course, I read all the episodes to him before I even record them. And he's never flinched. He's just kind of one of those guys that can laugh at himself, and people love him for that reason, among others. He's
so been creative control.
Yeah, exactly. He's been super supportive. My teenagers, and I have two older kids and then a little one. And, you know, my teenager has nixed a couple of the cute sketches that she didn't like. I think there was a story about a baking mishap that she gave the thumbs down on, and
teenagers do that, don't they?
Exactly. my little girl Clementine, who is just now six, she loves the show. She listens to it over and over again, and if I ever talk about her, she thinks, oh my gosh. There was one episode where we went to the thrift store and we ended up buying back a whole bunch of the toys that we ourselves had donated.
That's great.
A few days before. And she that just tickled her pink. She was like, I knew it, Mom. I knew those were our toys.
It's amazing.
So,
Now, yeah. we've heard Joel's voice before. I know I've heard him on promos, and it sounds like he's going to be on forthcoming episodes.
Well, I'm trying to include him a little bit more. It's kind of a logistical problem when I record in a studio with the help of a wonderful person in Hayes who is volunteering his time. It's actually Ron Rolfe who's going to be performing at wine club launch.
Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, exactly. He has really dedicated a lot of his expertise because he is an informatics professor, so he knows what he's talking about. And so there's a logistical issue with having Joel on too many of the episodes, but I know we always get tons of feedback when his voice is featured. And he is coming to the wine club launch on Friday, and so he'll have a chance to defend himself if any ribbing goes on during the program. So
that's wonderful. Now I see that you have you are younger. You've got a Facebook and Twitter presence. Now I know that's some things we have got some folks out there that definitely are on the Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that, and interactions sometimes, a lot of the times actually, we'll get direct emails and stuff like that. Have you found that you've had a lot of electronic and technological interaction, or is it more, you know, folks reaching out on email and, you know, giving you letters and stuff?
I've gotten a couple of letters, which really tickled me and surprised me because I love snail mail. And I've also had some interactions with fans on the Twitter and Facebook page, but that's actually one of my goals for the future, is to increase the interaction. And I'd really like to get listeners to suggest, like, storylines or ideas, or, you know, have you ever had this happen? You know, could you write about something relating to this particular issue with parenting, that kind of thing. So that's a goal for the show, for the coming season, that I'd like to address.
I think that would be really great, because I think the more folks get involved, the more they sense that ownership, and you know, you can actually hear your own voice in the regional features on High Plains Public Radio.
Absolutely, I agree with you 100%. I'd also like to, if we're talking about the future of the show, take it to podcast at some point. I know a lot of public radio shows originate as a weekly, you know, airing on the radio, and mm-hmm. then they go over to podcasts. And all the old shows are actually, you know, archived on the HPPR website, but it'd be nice to have some kind of organized plan. And I'm kind of looking for maybe like an intern or something like that that would help me do that.
All right,
because
folks, you heard it here.
Mail.
She wants an intern. Tweet
that's
her.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, let's real quick before we move on, I want to make sure that we how can folks find the Facebook and Twitter feed?
Okay. On Facebook, they can go to facebook.com/littlespouseonthePrairie. And on Twitter, they can go to spouseonthePrairie @ValerieKucherov.
Got it. Okay. So I'll go ahead and link to both of those things when I post this, so people can funnel right there and find everything in one tidy little place.
That sounds awesome. Thanks.
Yes. So in addition to the podcast, is it true you wanted to try to do a little story collection as well?
That is true. And actually, the University Press of Kansas has been visiting with me about that. But
wow.
Currently, it's a little bit on the back burner because I also am teaching full time, and I am also working on my doctoral degree through Emporia State University down in the Flint Hills. So I have so much on my plate that I will probably not get started with that project till this summer or maybe fall. So.
And the PhD has got to be in marriage counseling, right?
No, it's actually in information science. So radio
Ooh.
Is one of those ways that information transfers, so it's quite appropriate. In fact, I might use Little Spouse as the basis for some kind of information transfer project.
Well, I hope you can mine that group right there and try to find yourself that graduate and student intern you need.
That's what I'm hoping.
Hey, so. Yeah. Well, anything else you want to end with as we encourage folks to come out this Friday, celebrate with you and Joel and Lissa Sexton of the HPPR Wine Club and Valerie Smith and Ron Rolfe and all the fabulous people affiliated with Little Spouse?
Well, I guess my main thing is I just want to make sure that I get those thank yous out there for people like Angie Haefeli with with HPPR, who does a lot of work with the engineering, and of course Ron Rolfe, whom I've already mentioned, and then Kelly Wirtz, who's the guy who wrote the theme song, is another person that's really put in, you know, a lot of volunteer time to make that music really special and different. So
yeah, he's fabulous. He's from my hometown too.
Yeah, he's really great, and I would love to get him out west. He's based in Kansas City. But he has been involved with public television for some time, writing like documentary music and that kind of thing with public television. And so he said, well, I probably could at some point kind of broaden my range a little bit. So we'll have to try to see if we can get him out west for some kind of little promotion.
Heck yeah. I bet he'd do it too.
I think he would.
I think he would. You could talk him into it.
So, yeah.
Wonderful.
I'm very positive about all of the things that are going on with the show. And Joel continues to provide me with plenty of material.
Excellent. So, well, I'm glad to hear it's been a year, and it sounds like it's going nowhere but onward and upward. So we're so, so happy for you. Congratulations again on the honorable mention, which, come on, it's basically third place, right?
Yeah.
It's basically
sure
third place. Yeah. Kansas Association of Broadcasters. And man, I'm sure you had some very stiff competition. There are some fabulous public radio stations across the state of Kansas.
So, yeah. Yeah, and then we're up against non-public radio stations in that competition as well. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it is. It's everybody. It's commercial as well. We live in our little public radio bubble here. Well, that's exciting, and I hope you have a fabulous FET on Friday. That is HPPR Studios in Garden City. That's at 210 North 7th in historic downtown Garden City, Kansas. 7 p.m. Come on out. Celebrate with Valerie and Joel and Valerie and Ron and everyone at High Plains Public Radio to celebrate this one-year anniversary. And if you have ideas for future content, send them to Valerie. She wants to hear them. And again, I'll link all of the Facebook and Twitter information so you can get at that when I post this. Valerie, thank you so much for everything that you do. You are the most busy person I've ever heard that can handle as many things as you handle. So, my goodness.
All right. Well, I appreciate you letting me talk, and I look forward to Friday night.
Fabulous. You have a great one. Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.